I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Suzanne Dehim grew up in Iran back in the 1970s. It was a very different country from what Iran is today.
I grew up in a Tehran that, you know, included my best friends were Armenians, Assyrians, many, many Jewish friends. And so for the, you know, someone who grew up in Tehran in the 70s, it's a surreal concept to have found ourselves with a fundamentalist government.
Suzanne Dehim left Tehran when she was 17. She's been living in the United States since 1980, a year after Iran's Islamic Revolution. Here in the U.S., she's established herself as a composer, vocalist, and performance artist. But Iran is always on her mind. In the year 2009, Dehim, like Iranians everywhere, was transfixed by the Green Revolution. That was the protest movement that erupted after the disputed presidential elections in Iran. In June of that year, a young woman was killed on the streets of Tehran, reportedly shot to death by a pro-government militia member. The woman's name was Neda Aga Sultan. A video of her death was uploaded on the internet. It was seen all over the globe. Suzanne Dehim saw it as well. Now she has a new song called Netta's Eyes.
Freedom is the one thing we have to die for. Freedom fighters doing what they can.
Woman of faith can be so strong. Her voice inside will carry on.
It's a privilege that we fight and die for. Freedom we don't take for granted no more.
The way she died and became such a sort of immaculate, peaceful, serene image and a heroine of this movement was really astounding. And the world was shocked with what we saw. And I just thought that it would be, I'm an activist, I work with a lot of amazing women across the globe. And I just thought it would be great to honor her and also do something for Iranian youth, Iranian women, Iranian intellectuals who so courageously stood in front of, and they are still, you know, fighting this tyrant government, and as a small gesture to do a song about their struggle.
Do you think that if you were in Iran today that you would be in a position as Netta was in or some of the other protesters? I wonder if this is a little sort of transference on your part. I mean, you actually, I should say, I mean, you have dark hair and beautiful almond eyes and you look a little like her.
Thank you. Well, I'm not sure. I probably, if I go back to Iran, I think that there would be one place for me that I know I will be going to. That would be the prison and the jail. And it's not the best I can do for my country, just going back there and dealing with the illogical, you know, idiocy. I think I'd do better being an activist outside of Iran. And also, my first passion in life is my music and my multimedia work and my performing.
This song is from Suzanne Dehim's most recent album called City of Leaves. It's not a new song. Dehim first recorded it 10 years ago, a few days before September 11th. But really, it's older than that. The song is based on a poem by the 13th century Persian writer Rumi.
This piece is like, I think I'm using 40 voices on this piece, and the main melody, it's actually pretty much in a very traditional, almost like classical Persian music style of singing. And
is it singing, chanting? How would you describe it?
It is a chant, you know, and it is a prayer, and that's why it's been following me for the last 10 years. I've performed this piece in so many humanitarian events, and funny enough, not that funny, but wonderful enough, recently the band U2 licensed this piece from me as an opening to Sunday Bloody Sunday, which they dedicated to Iranian Green Movement. Mm. And it's been on tour with them for the last year and a half. So
the 360.
It's been a pretty powerful prayer that people keep coming back and they want this piece and it keeps coming back for something else.
When you sing the song, you say it's been following you for all your life now. is it a spiritual experience to sing this song?
Yes, because it's, sometimes tradition is something amazing, but sometimes it's not completely personal to you. Some things you like more, some things you like less. But combination of the style of singing that I chose to sing it in and that sort of virtual choir that has been created for this piece by my vocals, and actually lots of electronics as well. It's a place where I feel like I reside there. It's gone. That's where art, transcends the artists, and tells you where to go. That's exactly a good example. It's an experimental way to get there. But once I got there, I said, wow, this is a very sacred atmosphere for me.
Suzanne Dehim, very nice to meet you and talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so, so very much.
This is the title track from Iranian musician Suzanne Dehim's new CD. It's called City of Leaves. You can see the video of Dehim's new song, Netta's Eyes, at theworld.org. The World's production team includes Andrea Crossan, Joyce Hackle, Carol Hills, David LaValle, April Peavy, Adeline Sear, Tracy Tong, Marcus Raitt, and Carol Zoll. Anne Lopez is our director, assisted by Catherine Griffin. Our editors are Ken Bader, Jennifer Gorin, and Aaron Schachter. William Troop is senior editor. Chris Wolf is news editor. Our managing editor is Jonathan Dyer. And the executive producer of The World is Andrew Sussman. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for being with us.